The next day at FBI headquarters, certain arrangements were made to receive the call. Dr. Alan Bloom and Crawford stood with Graham in the open doorway of a soundproof booth. "How much time do you need for a trace?" Dr. Bloom asked.
"With the new switching, it's a lot quicker than you think," Crawford said. "Maybe a minute if it comes through all electronic switching. More if it's from someplace where they have to swarm the frame."
The big clock on the wall showed 10 minutes before noon. Waiting. The telephone was ringing. Tone generator on. The trace began. The technician hit the switch and Sarah picked up. "Special Agent Crawford's office." Sarah shook her head. She knew the caller. They were tense and bored at the same time. Lloyd Bowman came around to show them how the numbered pairs on Lecter's scriptures fit page 100 of the softcover Joy of Cooking. Sarah passed around coffee in paper cups. The telephone was ringing. Sarah picked up. She nodded her head. Graham went into his booth and closed the door. He could see Sarah's lips moving. She punched, hold, and watched the second hand on the wall clock. 40 seconds had elapsed. Graham let the telephone ring. 45 seconds. "This is Will Graham. Can I help you?"
"I expect you can.
Could I ask who's calling, please?"
"If you tell me you won't talk to Mr. Pilgrim, I'll hang up right now. Yes or no?"
"Mr. Pilgrim, if you have some problem I'm equipped to deal with, I'll be glad to talk to you."
"I think you have the problem, Mr. Graham."
"I'm sorry, I didn't understand you." The second hand crawled toward 1 minute. "You've been a busy boy."